the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good Sir Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And the calendar is officially flipped. The unofficial start to the summer is underway. It is the month of June, and we're getting closer. Oh, ever so closer, inch by inch, centimeter by centimeter, to the start of NFL training camps in late July. And, of course, you could wager on everything out there right now at DraftKings Sportsbook, even who is going to start under center for a handful of respective teams. So you got the New England Patriots, the New Orleans Saints, San Francisco 49ers, and my Chicago Bears, and there's odds up and down the ledger there on who is going to take that snap in each team's opener. And let's zero in on New England here real quick, Lundy. Cam Newton is a minus 278, Mac Jones a plus 275, and I love the fact that they throw a bone to Jared Stidham at 9-1, like he's got a snowball's chance in hell of actually starting. But a little interesting tidbit, hit the wire about a week ago. Belichick has been hinting at a QBBC, quarterback by committee, potentially with Mac Jones operating between the 20s. Cam Newton, of course, near the red zone, because one of the most unstoppable plays in the NFL is him calling his own number inside the 5-yard line and plowing ahead and hitting the pylons for six. But Mac Jones at plus 275 to start week one against the Miami Dolphins at home inside Gillette Stadium? Yeah, sign me up for that value. I'll get seduced by the juice.
How about a running back by committee, tight end by committee,
coach kicker by committee?
what are we doing here, Bill? What are we doing? Remember, if you have two quarterbacks, that means you don't have one. Has he been watching Sean Payton? Is he jealous of the old school Drew Brees, Taysom Hill?
No, that's
tandem?
Urban Meyer. That's 100% okay. Urban Meyer.
Okay, because that's what I'm trying to figure out of what's going on up in Foxborough. Look, it's a solid value, a plus 275 sitting there for a guy that could beat him out. Cam could get hurt. Anything could happen between now and game one. So the fact that you're sitting at plus 275, why not have some fun, get seduced by the juice?
Yeah, no doubt about it. I would take Urban Meyer's laptop and slam the sportsbook over the head, much like those wrestlers did in his office. I don't know if you saw that trending on social media over the weekend. That was the dumbest, weirdest, wackiest thing I had ever seen. Couple of wrestlers going after it inside the Jaguars stadium and inside Urban Meyer's office. Hilarious. Anyway, Mac Jones, plus 275, week one to start for the New England Patriots. I like those odds. If you want to get on that wager or anything else, DraftKings Sportsbook is not only my favorite sportsbook, but also America's top-rated sportsbook app. I love using DraftKings Sportsbook. It's easy to navigate. It has plenty of instructions for new bettors and nearly limitless ways to get in all the action. My friends and family have been loving DraftKings, and I know you will too. So listen to this amazing offer. DraftKings Sportsbook is putting you courtside with a chance to turn $1 into $100 in site credits. That's right. Pick any basketball team that's still in contention, bet $1, and if that team wins, you score $100 in site credits. So here's what you got to do to get in on that balls offer. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FTN when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free credits. Bet on the basketball team of your choosing to win their next game, and if they do, you will claim $100 in free credits. That's promo code FTN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Colorado, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania residents only. New customers only. Wager paid out and site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in Indiana. 1-800-9-WITH-IT. With that, on this Taco Tuesday edition of the pod, let's get to it with another spicy Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, Lundy, the NHL playoffs. Teams have advanced on to the next round. Colorado still, I think, scoring goals against the Vegas Knights in game one. 7-1 finish. An absolute bludgeoning, smashing of those Knights in that opening act. What do you like on the ice tonight? I know there's a few games of the docket. Maybe you're going to get a player prop, maybe get a puck line in, maybe you're going to get a total. So what you got for me?
Yeah, tonight's actually a light slate, my man. We've only got one game. It's Tampa and Carolina. We'll get back at it tomorrow with two games. But we got the one game tonight, and it's a series that's really intriguing because you've got Tampa, obviously the defending cup champions, taking on Carolina. Carolina had a fantastic season. They're there in Raleigh. Tampa took game one. The score was 2-1, and they took it there on the road because, again, Carolina's got home ice, well, did have home ice advantage as they got this series underway. And I'm going to go with the home team here. I think Carolina salvages the split here at home to start it off. So we're going to take the Canes on the money line. Look, this is the 10th time, 10 times that these teams have played each other because of how they set everything up with the pandemic and the COVID schedule and everything taking place in the NHL. They didn't do a normal schedule. And I just don't think that you're going to see Carolina give up and go down 0-2 in this series. I would fully expect this to be a dogfight because Tampa is good. But I think, again, Carolina is going to play off that home crowd. The folks in Raleigh have been absolutely insane. And look, Alex, Nedeljkovic. There we go. I always mess up his name. Nedeljkovic. Look, as a rookie, we've talked a lot about rookie goaltenders here on the pod and the performance that they've had. A lot of young talent coming up between the pipes within the NHL. Nedeljkovic looked good. But the goal he gave up that gave Tampa the lead in game one was, one of those ones that you'd kind of like to have back, right? So I think he actually steps up his game. I think he plays a whole lot better here in game two. And Carolina manages to get the split at home, and then they cross their fingers that they can steal one in Tampa. So take Carolina on the money line for tonight, and not too bad, only a minus 110 if you roll with them on the money line.
I could never pronounce that name as well. So stick with whatever Lundy just said. Just roll with it.
Number four.
Moving on to NHL pick number two. Again, you only got one game on the slate. So you're looking at a player prop. What are you thinking?
Yeah, let's talk about a player prop here. Let's talk about Alex Killorn. Look, I was really surprised that in game one, Killorn only wound up with one, yes, one shot on goal. That is really surprising for a guy that, if you look over the course of the last seven games, has had four assists and four goals here in the postseason. So he was very quiet there in game one. I don't think that's going to be the case in game two. So I'm going to roll and get seduced by the juice, my man, plus 230 for an anytime goal for Alex Killorn. Again, these anytime goals are tough. You folks that watch hockey at all, even if you're casual, you know some guy can nail that slap shot from the blue line and all of a sudden it gets tipped by somebody on the way in and they don't get credit for the goal. So I know this is a bit of a stressful one, but in Killorn's case, I just don't know how you keep a guy that has been so solid here so far over the seven games of the postseason to just one shot on goal. I would imagine that the pendulum will swing the other way, and if that happens, I like the chances for him to be able to put one in the back of the net. So let's take Killorn for an anytime goal plus 230.
Put the biscuit in the basket and score some cold hard cash with Killorn.
Number three.
All right, let's move on to the NBA playoffs. And we got to start off first with Kyrie Irving. Hopefully he's going to be, dodging some water bottles. That won't be the case this time around for the jackasses there in Boston. And in that, that certainly won't be on the agenda. He's at home facing the Celtics. And again, in this elimination game for either one of these teams, you look at Kyrie, it's 5.5 boards on the prop in this one at plus 125. And I'm going to take the over here, Lundy, on the Brooklyn net. You look at what Kyrie has done in the series, 6-6-6, ooh, devilish, and 11 rebounds in four games in the series. Boston, the eighth best matchup for a rebounder in their last 15 contests. So they were number three in the regular season in opponent defensive rebounding percentage. But I'm going to stick with the trend. I love the fact that the juice is to the under here, plus 125 for Kyrie to get another six rebounds again, which he's done in three of four games. In the fourth game, he had 11. So Irving, I think, is going to be squeezing the rock early and often against Boston and bouncing him here from the NBA playoffs. So fade or follow, Kyrie over 5.5 rebounds again at plus 125.
Yeah, the trend is there for him, Brad. I'm going to roll with you on this one, especially at home. Boston's terrible on the road. They just are. I mean, you look at the fact that they're over the course of the season, they just were not a good road team whatsoever. They're going to have to fix that by the time they get into the next season. But Brooklyn at home, I think they want to close it out, get things over with, get a little bit of rest. I do expect the Celtics to put up a fight, but I don't know how long that fight's going to last. I just think the Nets are just, frankly, a better team, as you know. I mean, that's the reason why they're the favorites to be able to represent the East by the time they make it to the finals and maybe to win the whole thing. So I think this is over in game five tonight, and I think the idea of Kyrie getting six boards, yeah, in a closeout game, I think he's going to have a little extra juice there in the engine, and I think because of that, you're going to see him all over the stat sheet.
Bye-bye, Boston, at the hands of Kyrie.
Number two.
Moving on, in another game which the Lakers are in a whole heaping pile of trouble, traveling to the Sonoran Desert, and the temperature is on high right now in this tilting battle in the series for LeBron James and the L.A. Lakers going up against the Phoenix Suns. And sticking with LeBron, I'm going to take the over on 8.5 rebounds, Lundy, at minus 113. Now, of course, the $64,000 question is, will Anthony Davis play? Game time decision with that groin injury, but even if he does suit up, I think there is going to be some limitations for him physically, and LeBron is going to have to be pounding the glass in this one to try to stave off DeAndre Ayton and company and at least keeping pace in that category. Look at what LeBron has done in this series. He had a dozen rebounds in the last match. Again, picking up the slack for the exited Davis in that game, but in the other contest, 6 rebounds, 4 rebounds, and 7 rebounds falling short, and he had 5 rebounds in the only regular season battle against Phoenix. Now, this is the second toughest matchup for a rebounder, according to the FTN Daily Advanced EVP tool over the last 15 games. Though Phoenix ranked number 24 in the regular season in opponent defensive rebounding percentage, however, they also ranked number 8 in opponent total rebounds per game. So, I think LeBron, again, he is really going to have to ratchet up his game overall. He's going to have to play down low and dirty and really seal off the offensive glass, and try to accumulate some of those one-and-dones for Phoenix. If L.A. has a fighting chance in this game, yes, even with AD on the floor, though, again, he's going to be well shy of 100%. So fade or follow the king over 8.5 rebounds against the Suns.
In his last 10 games, Brad, he's only done this once.
Yeah, and that was the last game.
And it was in the last game. And I'm just not convinced, as much as he wants to be able to try to take over, I'm not convinced that Phoenix is going to let him. Phoenix is a better team right now. They're just playing better. And, man, they're a hell of a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, they are.
So I'm actually going to fade you on this one. I am going to say that King James finishes right at number 8 and stays just below this number, because I think, yes, he is going to have to bear the weight without Anthony Davis out there, but I just think this may be too big of a hill for him to climb on the road in the desert, as you said, in a really important game 5. As good as James is, I think Phoenix is going to know that they've got to find a way to keep him off the glass, and I think he tucks just under this number. I'll fade you.
Yar, don't do me dirty, Captain Hook.
Number 1.
All right, let's move to Major League Baseball, and let's talk about one of the hotter teams over the first quarter of the season. That's got to be the San Francisco Giants. They've been a rockin', they've been a rolling. Why? Because their pitching staff has been a surprise. Kevin Gausman and also Alex Wood, a guy that was a reliever just a season ago and really the last couple of years, back of the rotation and lighting up the box score with strikeouts. And that's going to be the case tonight against the Quad A Angels outside of Mike Trout. It's a woeful lineup that LA is trotting out there right now. And I'm going to take the over on 5.5 Ks at a minus 133 juice. So a little bit high there, but I think it's going to be worth the added payment. You look at what Wood has done this season, 48 innings pitched, 2.44 ERA, 9.38 K per 9, just 2.06 walks per 9. He has been over 5.5 punchouts in 6 of his last 7 turns in the rotation. And the difference maker this season, Lundy, is that he has introduced a brand new pitch to his arsenal, a slider. Never threw it before in his career. He's really leaning on it, throwing it over a third of the time, and it has been his punch-out pitch so far this year, his highest value pitch, according to Fangraphs and the sabermetrics that they track. And you look at what he's done in terms of call plus swinging strike rate, that's way up, 32.6% this season, well above his 28.6% career mark. And the Angels, over the last month, the 11th highest strikeout rate of any team in Major League Baseball. So Alex Wood, oh yeah, that's going to be some good Wood over 5.5 strikeouts against the Angels. Fade or follow?
I will follow. And have you looked at the National League standings, Brad? Have you seen the fact that the top of the National League is three NL West teams? Now, granted, those three teams get to beat up on the Rockies on a consistent basis, and that always helps. But the Giants are the number one team in the National League right now. And as you said, it's because they're getting some great pitching performances. So I like this one for Wood. The Angels near the bottom in the American League right now with a sub-500 record, actually a sub-450 record at this point. So I think the Giants can roll, and I think if it happens, it's going to be because of Alex Wood. I think this number is nice and attainable. Not too high. We're not talking about a 7.5, 8.5 kind of line. 5.5? Oh, yeah, I'll follow all day.
Yeah, knock on old Mr. Wood and score some cash there again on that over 5.5 strikeouts. I know there's only one game on the NHL slate tonight, Lundy, but it's bonus time. Don't let our listeners down. What else you got?
Well, let's do two bonus times. First of all, you know that Carolina can't play a game without me throwing at least a half a unit on Sebastian Aho to score. I mean, he's my guy. I got to keep rolling with him, right? So I'm going to go with Aho for an anytime goal at the plus odds that he's got. And then you want to jump a little bit ahead here. I'll tell you what, Winnipeg and Montreal will get their series underway tomorrow. They should roll in this series because Montreal's not even supposed to be here. Like right now, Brad, if you and I did sports talk radio in Toronto, and I know you know jack squat about hockey,
correct,
but the city of Toronto is losing its ever-loving mind right now that they blew a 3-1 lead and lost to Montreal yesterday in the first round series. So Montreal has advanced when they never should have been there. I say that they are not going to keep this streak alive. And so I'm going to take Winnipeg to win the series, not naming games or anything like that. But Winnipeg's only a -130 to take the series against Montreal. Was looking around at all the different analysts out there. John Buchergras is the only person who is picking Montreal to somehow continue this Cinderella run that they're on. Because, again, they had the worst record of any of the 16 teams that made the playoffs. And they somehow managed to knock off Toronto, who had won the North. And like I said, man, Toronto is beside themselves right now. This is bad. They blew a 3-1 lead, man. And you know how they take hockey up north.
Yeah, it's a swift kick, the old junk. But you know the Canadians are going to be nice about the loss. Sorry. You know how they are. Let's rock and roll with some bonus time elsewhere. How about Campazzo of the Denver Nuggets? You said you love watching him play, Lundy, and I think he's going to be dishing out the dimes tonight. I love the over on 5.5 assists against the Blazers in a tipping point matchup in that series. It is juiced up to -141, but I'm willing to shell out the extra dollars to make it happen. You know, look at Campazzo. He's gone for 7-8-6, so over this 5.5 assist prop, in his last three games, he's averaging over 30 minutes played per contest in this series against the Blazers. And we can't forget, too, that Portland in the regular season, number 29 out of 30 NBA teams in opponent assists per game. So love the over on Campazzo 5.5 times. And in Major League Baseball, one more punch-out prop, Sonny Gray, over 6.5 strikeouts at +115 against the Philadelphia Phillies. Gray for the Mr. Redlegs has gone over this total in four straight games. And Philadelphia over the last month, number two in Major League Baseball and highest strikeout rate at 27.5%. And they have an abhorrent 658 OPS away. Oh, and let's do a little triple bonus time here, Lundy. Blake Griffin, whatever the PRA is, just take the under. That's all you got to do. Just take the under. At some books, I've seen it at 11.5 or 12.5, but I think he's going to be well short of that. He has been under that in three of four games in this series against the Boston Celtics, and he only played 18 minutes in the last game. Blake Griffin, really an afterthought right now for the Brooklyn Nets. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Faith and Noise podcast. Please follow Lundy on Twitter at Nate Lundy. Follow me there at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly? And check out FTNFantasy.com, FTNDaily.com, and FTNBets.com for all your fantasy sports and sports betting content needs. Use that promo code Evans, E-V-A-N-S, to score 10% off your subscription today. And as always, until next time, fade or follow. That is up to you.
Fade the noise.